Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will talk with Humboldt Wildcats head football coach Derek Allman. The football team won their first round postseason matchup 39-0 against the Hampton Dumont Cal Bulldogs at Mason Mock Field. The Cats dominated in all facets of the game, and with the win advanced to the Class 3A quarterfinals against Independence next Friday. I caught up with Coach Allman after the win against the Bulldogs last night to talk about the victory and the upcoming challenge.
Just super proud of the kids. They came out ready to play. We came out firing on all cylinders, both sides of the wall, get a stop, and they just didn't have much of an answer for our trio over, and we just ran kind of the same place a lot tonight. I mean, when Lance, I was just looking at his stats, 18 carries for 166 yards, so that's 9.5 almost yards a carry, 3 touchdowns. Will had a great game, 100 yards passing, 76 yards on the ground. You know, Detman had a couple of runs. So just all around, like, I felt like our kids played really, really sound tonight on both sides of the ball. So can't say enough good things about how hard we played. You know, Hampton came and they had a game plan to try to slow down the clock to watch that Nevada film a little bit, and it just didn't work for them. So great job by our kids tonight.
You got a lot of other guys in there experience-wise. Mm-hmm. How beneficial is that going to be down the road, especially to get guys experience, but on top of it, in a postseason game?
Yeah, I think when you get kids the opportunity to play, I mean, obviously it's important. Doesn't matter what grade they're in, but to get some guys in that could potentially have to play is definitely a good thing. So I thought our kids that maybe were in those backup roles that stepped in did a really, really nice job. And, you know, it's nice to get Will out, which we were able to get him out on both sides of the ball, get Lance out, just protect those guys a little bit. Nobody's dinged up or anything, but just make sure that they're okay, that they're, you know, going into that next week, you know, playing a short game. You know, got that continuous clock. I mean, it's nice, definitely. Just get that little extra experience. Had some linemen go in that we need maybe down the stretch. So that helps a lot, too.
And then on top of it, you had a couple of injuries tonight where guys weren't in, and you had players step up. Just talk about how impressive that was to see it, that it was almost like you're not missing a beat.
Yeah, absolutely. Having a guy like Deary get hurt the way he did, you know, just ending his season definitely way before he wanted, or any of us wanted, you know, just hate to see that any time. And just thankful, you know, he was able to have surgery this week and, you know, get to a point where he can start recovering from that injury. And then to have Caleb out tonight, too, that's a heartbeat of our team right there. Caleb McCullough just, you know, brings it on both sides of the ball, just has high energy. So not having him tonight definitely stunt for us too. But just proud of the way, you know, guys like Botany and Gage Allen stepped up at outside linebacker, and the way that Kale Newell stepped up at guard tonight. It's great to see guys jump into that role and didn't skip a beat at all. So really, really awesome. Great team win. I don't have a lot to say. I'm just so excited, so proud for the guys tonight.
Just talk about how, you know, you were able to get up into the lead today. And what was the message coming in and the success you were able to have tonight?
Watching them on film, we told our kids all week they were going to be ready to play us. And, you know, I really do still think they were ready to play us. You know, we just played at a high level tonight. And I don't know that they had enough guys that could match that level. We play a lot more guys one way than they do, so that helps us out. And so I think some of that kind of came into play. And, again, our guys just had a great week of practice. And with that great week of practice, you know, you see it come out onto the field on a Friday night. We didn't have to worry about them. Our kids being ready. You know, they were ready from the word go and excited. And you know, I just feel right now this team is a fight in a phone booth type of team. You know, they're ready to take on anybody in any way, and they're going to fight for 4 quarters no matter what. And I think that's the big message we work really, really hard as coaches to send. Like, you know, guys, it's a 4-quarter game. Fight your tails off, because you never know when your play is going to come or whatever. And so that's what we saw tonight.
And what's the feeling now seeing that performance tonight in the postseason, knowing that you're now advancing the quarterfinal, but having that type of performance?
And that's what we told them. We want to put a product on film that teams go, oh, man, they play tough. They play hard-nosed football. I mean, to set a state, I think that's a big statement win for us. 39-0, first round of the playoffs, such a huge game. And really, other than a few big plays, they weren't on our side of the 50 a ton. Maybe not our side of the 40 more, but, you know, forcing punts. And it's just those types of things. If we want to make a run again, that's where we have to be better, just tougher mentally, you know. And tonight kind of showed, too, that we had multiple guys touch the ball and make big plays.
You also got to do it in front of your home fans.
Absolutely.
Your electric atmosphere.
Absolutely. And we get to do it again now next week in front of the home crowd, which is great. So come on out, make sure you're here, make sure you're loud next week.
So Independence wins 20-17, and they will be coming here to Mason Mock Field.
Yes,
officially. You had to hear first.
So the same thing as last year. Play Hampton first round, Independence second round. So, you know, it's going to be kind of nice because we can go back to the film and look at what happened last year. Same coach, same thing. So it's definitely one of those games that we're excited for, and I think that's who the kids wanted to play.
And again, another chance at them again. And Coach, I don't want to foresee anything, but Same path. Last year was a big win against Hampton Dumont Cal. This year, again, now you're facing Independence.
It's a different look Independence team. So we're a different look. They're a different look. It's going to be a fun one, man. I can't wait. I'm flushing Hampton now. Let's get ready for Independence right now. Let's watch film. Let's get going.
You should see Coach. He's got his eyes wide. He is licking at his chops right now. He's said,
I'm excited.
We're moving on to the next one.
Let's get going.
Got to look forward to that. So, Coach, final thoughts from the win tonight.
Can't say enough about our kids. Love them to death, man. They're an awesome group of kids. Proud of them. Real proud of them. So let's be here. Let's be loud next Friday night at 7 o'clock.
All right, Coach, we'll appreciate you joining us here on 97.7 The Bull.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head football coach Derek Ellman. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.